producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, I must admit, I gave Manny a little bit of heart failure today. I'd been actually where I'm supposed to be, but I got distracted. And Manny, I'll tell you why, which you're probably not going to forgive me for, because I was sitting here, but I hadn't said to Manny hi, so he knew where I'm supposed to be. All right, today in history, I'm Dr. Joy Brown. My phone number is 855-993-7569. But Manny, here was my distraction.
Okay.
All right, so hopefully you won't be mad at me. You can be a little mad at me because it was really a little sort of sloppy on my part. On this day in 1887, the United States Senate allows the Navy to lease Pearl Harbor as a naval base. Okay. You're waiting for it.
Okay.
In 1929, on this day, this very day, in Old Arizona, the first full-length talking motion picture filmed outdoors is released. Let me tell you why I got distracted. You know me and my Trivial Pursuit mind, right? It's like a lint trap.
Sure.
Do you remember one of the battleships that was sunk at Pearl Harbor? I will give you a hint.
Like the name of it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
It was the Arizona.
Huh.
So that's, I thought, wait a minute. Think about that for a moment. I mean, the two in theory have nothing to do with each other, except they happen on the same day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they happened basically 32 years apart. But Pearl Harbor was commissioned as a naval base. A movie that was called In Old Arizona was released on this day, and Arizona was one of the battleships that was sunk at Pearl Harbor. I think that's weird. I think that's doot-doot-doot-doot.
Kind of creepy, yeah.
Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I admit it's a stretch, but for those of us with Trivial Pursuit, lint filter minds, that's the kind of thing. And that's what I was, because I looked at that and I thought, wait a minute. And that's why I was sitting where I was supposed to be, ready to go, but distracted by our friend Wikipedia, who's celebrating their 15th anniversary this week.
Oh. Huh.
So they have this thing where you're supposed to say what Wikipedia means to me. And what I would probably say, I should probably do it, is Wikipedia means never having to lose a bar bet again. Right?
Right.
All right. There we go. It's also the day, which, again, is kind of a weird thing. This was the day that Ronald Reagan was inaugurated. And did you know, I didn't realize it was quite, I knew that the Iran hostages, the 52 hostages that had been held for a long time in Iran were released. But did you know it was 20 minutes after he was inaugurated?
That's crazy.
There was a whole big deal at the time about foreign influence on American elections. And that seemed to be accurate. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I apologize, Manny, for giving you a little bit of a, oh, my God, where is she? What's she doing?
So, all good.
Thank you. But don't you think that's kind of weirdly, kind of creepily weary and kind of weird? And
it is a little strange. Things would be tied together like that.
Well, that's it. I mean, that's why, you know, we keep asking people, do they like day in history and do they not? But for me, that kind of thing, it's pretty seductive. To just look and see things, it's called in psychology, it's called synchronicity, things that in theory aren't related that actually are, through some kind of patterns that are sometimes difficult to discern. So there we go. All right, 855-993-7569. If you have money in the stock market, stay away from the tickers today. It's a mess. But this happens. Don't worry. You see, they're expecting like 2.5 feet of snow in Washington, D.C.
Ooh, get ready for that, folks. You're out there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, look, my experience has been whenever they say you're about to get clobbered, nothing happens. This was one of my favorite stories about being on the air, because when I first started, there was no satellite radio. Dinosaurs roamed the earth. There were horses and carriages. I'm fibbing, but you get the idea that it was satellite radio has only been around for about 25 years, maybe. I mean, it's relatively recent that you could actually put something on the bird. Mm. That all stations were local. That all radio programs were local. So when I first started on the air, I was only heard in the Boston area. And one of the things you did was you gave the time and the weather about every 15 minutes or so, which was certainly the model, and I think still is the model for local stations. Obviously, what you can say if you're syndicated is it's now 11 minutes after the hour. You just don't say what hour it is, because obviously, unless you're in that weird time zone in Australia, which I think has finally changed, where it was a half-hour difference. I never quite understood that, but nevertheless, I think they actually changed it a couple of years ago. So it's 11 after every place, but you couldn't say the hour. And obviously, you can't say the weather unless the entire country was getting clobbered now. But then you gave the local weather. And I remember saying that there was going to be, I think, a scattering or something like that. And the next morning, I'm getting ready. And so I gave the weather forecast. I ripped and read. And the next morning, someone's knocking on my door at home. And I answered the door. It was one of my neighbors saying, so much for scattered. And there was like 5 inches of snow. And I said, it wasn't me, it was them. But as far as they were concerned, I gave an inaccurate weather forecast. For the next about 2.5 years that I was working in Boston, I would read whatever the National Weather Service said was the forecast, and then I would give the Brown Report, assuming that I disagreed. And I disagreed over that period of time, I think about maybe 15 or 20 times. It was a fair number of times, and I was only wrong once. And that's because on Christmas Eve, they said that it was going to be dry, and I said that it was going to be a smattering of snow, just because emotionally everybody wants a white Christmas. And I didn't have any faith in it. I just wanted it to be that. And that was the only time that I disagreed with the weather forecast, and I was wrong. So the meteorologist in Boston all got together and gave me a word to keep my big mouth shut, because I was right more often than they were. Because, first of all, I know when it's going to snow. I'm one of those people that gets kind of jumpy when it's going to snow. I'm like a 2-year-old. And so I knew when it was going to snow. And if I didn't have that feeling, I figured it wasn't going to snow, no matter what the weather service said. And have kind of continued that. I've been in a number of areas where they forecast tornadoes or hurricanes, and everybody was taping up their windows. I still have tape on windows, and nothing happened. So who knows what's going to happen about this. But and I don't have I'm too far away from D.C. at this moment to have a good feeling about it. So there you go. They're saying that ATM and overdraft fees top $6 billion at the three big banks. I guess that means that we're in debt.
Wow.
Have you ever bounced a check? Have you ever done an overdraft?
Oh, my account is overdrafted before. I mean, it's kind of.
You have a protection on it, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it's sometimes when it gets down to timing, when something's getting automatically withdrawn and, the paycheck that you cash hasn't cleared yet. And so.
Yeah.
That's
so it's only a matter of moments.
Sure.
I think I have overdraft protection on my accounts, too, but I am so careful about stuff like that. Mm-hmm. If you grew up poor enough, the idea of bouncing a check, because not only does that mean your credit shot, it also means that there's usually a return check fee that's quite often more than whatever. I mean, I think a lot of banks, I think mine charges like $25 or something, which is just irritating. So I'm sort of fairly careful about that. I don't think I've ever gotten an overdraft, except I think once they put money in the wrong account. I mean, that happens, and that happens like credit card, too. If you have two credit cards with the same, like American Express or Visa or something like that, and you have two different accounts, and they credit the money to the wrong account, they're really nice about giving you the money back, but it does take a number of phone calls. But I've decided that that's what we've substituted for our social lives and intimacy, is dealing with customer service reps, right? Think of how much time you spend with your relatives and how much time you spend on the phone dealing either on hold or dealing with a customer service rep. I mean, I suspect that it's much more than relatives, don't you think? What can I tell you? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. Did you know today is National DJ Day?
I did not know that.
Were you ever a disc jockey?
Kind
of. Did you ever play music?
Yeah, kind of. My first job out of college was at a music station. I was the sports director because the station I worked at carried the local high school sports in town. In that town, but I also had a shift during the day where I played music and whatnot, too.
Well, that counts.
Yeah.
That counts.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I figure I'm one of the few people on the air who was never a disc jockey. On the other hand, my initials are DJ, so I come close enough, don't you think?
Sure.
Right? Is that, you know, that's not pushing it too far. Oh, a little bit. All righty. So we got so many people who wanted to talk about banned words. And as Manny and I actually, interestingly enough, started this on Monday together. And then we got so many phone calls to Monday and all day yesterday that we really never got finished. And there's so many people who wanted to talk about it. And for me, it was absolutely fascinating because Manny and I were talking that I really, when I put it up, I was just being, I don't know, a little bit whimsical as much as anything. And I really didn't expect, first of all, I didn't expect the volume responses we got. And second of all, I didn't expect the variety. And you guys, as I said, it's one of the most fun things of my job is putting something up that I think is going to get one kind of response and get something completely different. I mean, talk about having a job that's not boring. All right, so can we go through some of those and see what people got?
Yeah. First one is from Joan, continuing on here. Joan says, the phrase ahead of, as in they talked ahead of the meeting. Before.
Oh, before.
Yeah, she says before. The word is before.
Yeah, I've never even heard of it. Yeah, I guess. I wonder if that's a regional thing. I could get, Joan, would you accept ahead of time? But I agree that there's, and here's another one that just occurred to me that may be reasonable, of different parts of the country say going to hospital or going to the hospital. Which do you say?
Going to hospital? No, I've always said going to the hospital.
Maybe it's the Brits who say they're in hospital.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, and a pullover, there. Well, we're not going to do the British stuff because there's so many words that are, the idea is that the United States and Great Britain are separated by a common language. We really don't use English in the same way. Okay, let's see what else we got ahead of the discussion.
Charlene says, ain't.
Oh, yeah. Is that, do people still say ain't?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but on purpose as opposed to being ironic?
Actually, sometimes.
You use ain't, like, do you do it to be cutesy or ironic, or you do it for serious?
It's probably more the former. I don't really use it, you know, if I don't know. If I'm having a on-air conversation like I am with you right now,
yeah,
I wouldn't
use it
unless I'm kind of saying something that's lighthearted or, you know.
It ain't necessarily so.
Yeah.
All right. You remind me of something, and tell me if this is the same thing, that I was at one of the conventions when Jesse Jackson was running for president, and I remember saying he's running because I've heard Jesse Jackson speak to different groups. I've heard him at, like, Southern Baptist Conference. I've heard him speak locally, and I've heard him at the convention. He used a completely different vernacular. He used a completely different rhythm. I said he's running because he sounded like everybody else. He sounded like Middle America as opposed to, you know, the hood. It was amazing. I suppose all of us do that to a limited extent. I mean, there are words that most of us use in private that we would not use in public unless we wanted to lose our jobs. But ain't, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Paulette says, myself. It's used incorrectly so often.
Often.
Yeah.
Often is not okay. I just helped you out because some listeners are going to call in and give you a hard time about that. All right. So myself, I guess I have heard me and I misused because, but myself, and when you mean me or I, maybe that's what she means. Instead of saying it is I that, or it is me, they'd say this is myself. Or the Irish. Folks, if you're going to give me something, of course, it's not going to be obscure to me. It's or not obscure to you. I don't know exactly what that means. Do you know exactly what she means by that?
Not entirely sure. She didn't really elaborate.
Okay, folks, if there's any chance I'm not going to get it, Could you just let me know? Give me a little bit more specifics.
Dennis says, Doctor, bring them back down off their high horses.
Say that again?
It just says, Doctor, bring them back down off their high horses. So I wonder if he's referring to the phrase high horses, maybe.
Or is it Doctor, comma? Like he's saying, yeah. Joy, do this?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what that may have been response to? That one, I mean, you can hear my little brain cells crackling along on that. When, remember the person who was giving me a hard time about basically?
Oh, yeah.
I'll bet you that's in response to, because I said, look, and we got one yesterday, which I took personally, which he said wasn't aimed at me, but I did the explanation of those of us who are on the air don't have a script. We have no idea what's coming at us, and for those of us, especially who answer questions or respond, we need to listen to what you're saying, formulate a response, and give it to you fairly quickly because of the medium. We're not allowed to edit it. We're not allowed to most of us are live. We don't pre-tape, so we can't go and take the out. It just whatever it is. And we're trying to be specific. We're trying to be articulate. We're trying to be accurate. We're trying to be responsive. And so occasionally our English is, or our format, as I said, we're using the past perfect when it should be the past pluperfect. And you just, it's a little more difficult than it would seem, even though your criticisms are legitimate. The question is there much we could do about it? So that may have been a response to that, of my sort of being a little bit defensive about the fact that, yeah, we're going to make some grammatical errors every once in a while, and we're going to use space savers because we're unconsciously trying to sort through for the right word. So maybe that was that. Maybe he was being defensive of me. So thank you.
Bill says, robust, legend, bully.
Wait a minute. Let's do it one at a time. He doesn't like robust. He thinks it's overused. But they talk about the economy being robust, right?
Maybe.
All right, so he doesn't like that. All right, so what's the second one?
Legend.
Yeah, that one's overused. Remember the black gamma fur, a legend in their own time? Well, my favorite expression has always been a legend in their own mind. I love that one. All righty, folks, 855-993-7569. Feel free to join in the discussion by calling me or responding on Facebook. And if it's something else on your mind, that's what we're here for. I answer your questions. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-613-4704. That's 1-800-613-4704. 1-800-613-4704. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Doug, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome.
Hi. I'm calling in response to the person who doesn't like the word myself.
Okay.
I think what he means is my wife and myself went to the theater.
Got it. As opposed to my wife and I went to the theater.
Correct.
You know, that's a really good perception, Doug. And my guess is the reason that people would say that is because everybody confuses. Most people would say my wife and me. And my wife and me is wrong. It is my wife and I. Because I remember English 101 where they said, you have to take out my wife and just say, I went to the theater. You would never say me went to the theater. So they
correct.
Say myself so they don't have to worry about which one it is.
Mm-hmm.
Good perception, Doug.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Doug and myself both agree. No, I was kidding, Doug. Don't yell at me. 855-9. There's something about me that is a bit sort of naughty, isn't there? 855-993-7569. Marcia, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Oh, good. Okay, so I was just calling about a bit of a problem I'm having, as many do, call your show.
I would love to hear. I mean, I'm sorry you're having a problem, but that's really the backbone of the program. I'd love to hear from you.
Yes, thank you. So basically, I've been in this relationship for like a year now.
A year?
Yes. Okay. And it was a really nice relationship. He was very nice to me. But then toward the end, he kind of started lying a little bit. And it wasn't about anything big, but, like, it was just little things. So I kind of lost trust, and then I started dating someone else.
All right, was he dating somebody else?
No, he was not.
Do we have any idea why he started lying?
I really don't know. I mean, at one point, I was talking to him about being friends with this one young lady and how I just didn't feel comfortable with it, and that I don't know why he had to be friends with her and, like, talk to her all the time.
Honey, that's why he started lying. When I said, was he seeing somebody else, and you said no, that's his version. That's why he did.
What do you mean?
Well, look, people lie for a reason, right? They lie. Adults and kids lie for exactly the same reason. The difference between what is and what they wish was the case. So you're saying he's dating you, and he's talking about seeing somebody else, and I'm not suggesting he was cheating or was lying, but he told you about it, and you said, not okay. So then he felt that he should, that if he told you, he was going to lose you. If he didn't tell you, then that, so he started lying.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Okay, but let's, all right, so where are we now in this relationship?
So I broke up with him a couple months ago and started seeing someone else who was really nice to me.
Okay.
And he just was so nice, but there really wasn't any chemistry. But I kept on with the relationship for about a couple months. And then I met someone else who I have a ton of chemistry with, but I'm still kind of in love with the first boyfriend I told you about. But also, I have so much chemistry with this new person. I don't know what to do at this point.
Okay, let's back up just a little bit. How old are you, kiddo?
24.
Okay. What are you looking for? Are you looking for a date? Are you looking for a mate? Are you looking for a husband? What are you looking for?
Oh, I guess just a mate.
All right, so you're not interested in getting married at this moment?
No, I'm not.
You're not interested? Are you interested in children at this moment or not?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So I would call that more a date, sort of a long-term. I mean, looking for... All right, here's one of the ways of thinking about relationships. People are put into our life for a reason, a season, or forever. It sounds like a reason, the first guy may have been for a reason, and we'll go back to that in a minute. It doesn't look like you're looking forever. You're not looking for a husband at this moment. So you're looking really for somebody for a season. You're looking for somebody, and a season doesn't necessarily mean 3 months. It means for a committed relationship that's warm and intimate, but may be limited at some point just because it's not forever. You're not really necessarily looking, at least at this stage, for a long-term commitment. You're just looking for something between like a three-month relationship and a 10-year relationship, somewhere in that. Okay, fair enough. All right, so the deal is, at this moment, are these online dates? Are these internet...
I've met these men through like working and just
all right, so let's go through them. All right, the first one, well, hopefully we've got a little clarity about that one, which is you went out for a year. Let's go back and do a little bit more research on that one, because that sounds like the pivotal one at this moment that you either have to go back to or get beyond, right?
Right.
That's kind of the gold standard at this moment, or
yeah.
I guess the guild standard. I don't know. But I'm not going to.
Yeah.
When we're doing a program about misuse of words, I want to be a little careful about puns. Okay. So how long? Tell me about that when you said, the other woman, the younger woman. Tell me about that a little bit.
Okay, so that was about month, I'd say 9 maybe. And
okay.
So I saw them one day out to eat. And it was so weird because, I don't think he knew that I saw him there. But I confronted him about it. I'm like, are you seeing this person? What's going on? And kind of acted a little bit guilty. And he's like, no, I'm not. So I was like, okay, whatever, that's fine. But then my friends started seeing him around together quite often. So I was like,
so what do you think was going on there?
I thought that cheating was going on, but after talking to everyone involved in the situation, I don't think that's even possible.
Why not? Just out of curiosity.
Well, I don't know. I feel like I have more trust for him at this point because we don't have any ties anymore. So it's like this relationship could go either way. And he says, I would never, you know. And I actually trust that.
At the time, so you're looking for monogamy. You're looking for exclusivity.
Right.
All right. Had the two of you ever discussed that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he was on the same page with that?
Yeah.
All right. So one of the things that you may need to be clear in your own mind about is where do friendships, opposite sex friendships, fall in your scenario?
Yeah.
Because you hear me all the time say that when men have friends, they tend to be women. Because when men get together, and this is a huge generalization, but it holds up fairly well, that when men get together, they talk about business or the stock market or the playoffs or, you know, hunting small furry animals and shooting them dead.
Yeah.
So if men are interested in talking about, for example, their relationship or their feelings or they're worried about their mom or they're worried about their jobs, they almost exclusively pick women. And they don't always pick the women with whom they're in a relationship, especially if they're not married to them, even sometimes if they are. Because for a lot of men, being the strong, silent provider rock is really how they've been brought up. So the idea of admitting any insecurities or any failings or any concerns or any anxieties doesn't necessarily happen in their primary relationship. Now, women who are their primary relationship can often be threatened by this because the assumption is one of two. Number one, that he's sleeping with her, which often is not the case. Or second, and in sometimes in a more even threatening manner, he's telling her things he's not telling me. So, as the woman, because from the men's point of view, I don't have access to the men except the ones who are listening right now who hopefully think about this. But from your point of view, if we go back to the woman that he was seeing, do you think he was sleeping with her?
No.
Okay.
At this point, no.
Would you be comfortable if the two of you got back together, if we kind of could play back the tape and you're back 9 months from ago and we hadn't gone through all the Sturm und Drang, that you said to him, look, if you have a woman friend, that's okay, but understand that I could feel a little bit threatened about that because I feel like I want to be the most important person in your life. So, but I mean, would you be okay with him if the two of you could play back the tape of him having a female friend that he wasn't sleeping with, but they were friends? Would that be okay with you or not okay with you?
I think it would be.
Okay. Then, all right, if I was this dude, have you been in touch with him at all? How long ago did the two of you break up?
Oh, a couple months ago. But yes, we've been in contact recently.
All right. Does he have any interest that you can tell in getting back with you?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
Great. And you have interest in being back with him?
Well, yeah. It's just that there's someone else. So,
well, okay.
I don't know.
All right, well, but let's do them one at a time. Let's not mush them together because then we're just going to get confused. All right, so you have some interest in going back to this guy. This guy has some interest in you. All right, and when we come back, let's talk about the impediment, the guy that you're seeing now, all right, and what that issue is. All right, we'll sort it out, I promise. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 94 Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Today I'm just telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Marcia, who has kind of an interesting issue in that there was a guy that she was with, and things were going pretty well, and then there, but Marcia, let me just sort of parenthetically add that somewhere between 6 to 9 to 12 months is when you decide, do I go or do I stay? The idea that people fall in love on the first date is apocryphal. I mean, they can fall in lust, but it takes a while to get to know somebody well enough to know that this is, that we can say the L word, because it's not a minor word. It's one that has resonance with both parties. And so you need to go through some experiences to say whatever the initial attraction was is still there, the trust factor, the being interested and involved and caring. There's no shortcut to it. There really isn't saying, well, we spend every day together for the first month. So what? There's just no way of speeding it up. So somewhere around 6 to 9 to 12 months is when things either go forward or they go back or they fall apart. And so having a crisis at 9 months is not unusual, and then rethinking it. All right, so let's put aside guy number one for the time being. Guy number two, what we liked but no chemistry, so we let that go. All right, so we're to guy number three. That's Mr. Chemistry?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, tell me about Mr. Chemistry and where we are about that.
Well, I actually went to his house the other night, and I stayed over, and he was just really nice to me. Like I don't know how to describe it, but I don't know. It was just really nice. Like it was like I was hanging out with a friend, but at the same time, like both of us had obvious feelings for each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it doesn't sound bad. So
yeah.
So how long have we been dating, Mr. Chemistry?
Wait, oh, we're not dating. That's the thing.
Back up. Is Mr. Chemistry single?
Yes.
Okay. Has Mr. Chemistry recently gotten out of a long-term relationship?
No.
Okay. And you've been out for several months, so of a 9-month relationship, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So why are we not? So we hit we did the horizontal bop, but we're not dating. So what does that mean?
Well.
I'm not your mom. You don't have to shuck and jive. Just tell me what's going on.
Well, we actually didn't do anything. We just fell to sleep. I slept at his house. Like, we literally just slept, and he was very nice to me. Like, I don't know. Like, we didn't do anything, though. So,
okay,
is
there a reason why we did? What were either of you interested in it? Were you both too tired? Are you both Pardon?
I was interested in it, but I didn't know what was really going through his mind, so we kind of just fell asleep talking.
Okay. So what's happened? So this was, what, a week ago?
This was a couple days ago.
What's happened since then?
We've just been texting and talking a lot.
If you had a magic wand, how would this relationship play out in the next, say, couple of months?
Oh, gosh. Well, I guess I would hope to go over and hang out at his place a little bit, and I guess just to make this kind of work with him.
In what way? Do we want to date this dude?
Yeah.
Okay, then if you want to date him, I wouldn't go over and hang out at his house.
Okay.
I would say to him, essentially what you're saying to me, and you can certainly wait for him to take some initiative if you want, but the days of hoop skirts and, I have to wait for him to approach me or I am not a lady, have come and gone.
Yeah.
So I think it's perfectly okay to wait him out a bit, but to say to him, or even to say, hey, dude, where are we going on this? Or you can say, hey, dude, there's clearly a lot of chemistry. I sort of feel like you're my new best friend, but I have the hots for you. I'll tell you what I would like for us to happen, and you can let me know that either you're on that same page or not. It's okay to take an initiative. Let me just tell you the only downside, which is legitimate, about taking the initiative here, is he may view you as more sexually available. But given the fact that the two of you already slept together, even though you haven't had sex, sort of makes you, I mean, that, it sort of becomes, if not a moot point, at least looms less large, that you've clearly shown that you have some interest and willing to put yourself in at least a potentially sexual situation.
Yeah.
So give him a call and say, you can do it either way. I just censored myself. I'll tell you what the argument I was having in my own head without you being privy to it, which is you could say to him, look, there's this other guy, and I'm trying to decide whether to go back to him, but I'm more interested in you. I wouldn't even bother doing that. I would just say, because let me just ask you straight out, Marcia, at this moment, are you more interested in Mr. 9 months ago, or Mr. 9 months, or Mr. right now?
missed you right now.
That's what it sounded like. So you're in a perfect position. You've got somebody in the on-deck circle should you need them. And I wouldn't... It's okay to date. It's okay to be going out with more than one man or more than one woman. You just I don't think it's a very good idea to sleep with more than one just because it gets too emotionally messy and complicated. I think you have to be honest. But at this particular moment, you're not in the relationship with Mr. 9 Months. You have the hots for Mr. Chemistry, so pursue Mr. Chemistry. And you don't have to necessarily do it on his time frame. You could say, I'm interested, are you?
Yeah.
And then you know what to do. And if he is interested, you're off and running. It would sound to me that given the fact that you're more interested, and look, everybody's always more interested in Mr. Right Now. Well, that's not true. It's easier to be interested in Mr. Right Now, who has all the potential and no real downside because we don't know enough about them, than a relationship that's been going on for some time and we know, well, he's great, except he chews with his mouth open. So, but for right now, what I was going to say is it sounds like Mr. 9 Months is really no longer in contention. Let me just give you a quick metaphor. People tease me about how I look for anything, for an apartment, for a painting, whatever, because I'm known to blitz stuff. At one point, when I was looking for a place to live, I looked in 43 hours. I looked at 64 places, and the 43 hours were from the time I got off the plane to the time I got back on the plane. Yeah. And the way I do it, people say, well, "How do you keep track of it?" I'll go look at apartment A and then apartment B. And as far as I'm concerned, either A is better than B or B is better than A. So I'm never looking at more than two issues, because if A is better than B, B goes away. When I look at C, that A is better than C or it's not. So I'm never looking at more than two. And between two, it's really easy. So at this particular moment, given the fact that you're looking for, you don't want to keep Mr. 9 Months as the on-deck circle. That's not fair to him. It's not fair to anybody you're dating. And what's going to happen is you're going to go back and think, eh. So it would seem to me, unless Mr. Chemistry sort of bombs out fairly soon, that Mr. 9 Months is probably going to be a friend, not anything else. Alrighty?
Okay.
Got it? If you have anything more that we need to talk about, I'll get manicured and we'll hold you over. But if not, you've got a plan, Stan. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.